Shalom Uvracha, we are continuing Mizmah Kuf Lamed Beis. This Mizmah is basically, David HaMelech is giving us a picture of the way Klal Yisrael Lachatchila is supposed to be set up. And the two factors that bring Klal Yisrael to be one united entity for the purpose of Klal Yisrael. One is the Beis HaMikdosh, a place where Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, dwells, his Shechina is there, and Klal Yisrael unites, comes together multiple times a year to feel that we are the unit of humanity that Hashem has a close kesher to. Through the Beis HaMikdash, we have clarity in our Avodas Hashem. There's Achdus in Klal Yisrael. There's Brach in Klal Yisrael. Mishom tziva Hashem is a brocha. That's the kuma Hashem nuchasecho. Ata v'aron uzecho. The strength of Klal Yisrael, the oyz, comes from there. The second factor that's essential for the shleimus of Klal Yisrael is a melech, a king. Because the Beis HaMikdash is a place. And everybody can perceive it the way they want. Even today, you go to the Kaisel, a conservative Jew, Rachman Litzlan, goes to the Kaisel, he looks at a conservative Kaisel. And a Haredi looks at a Haredi. And everybody looks at it in its true nature. For that, you need a king. The king is a living person who has clarity what the values of Klal Yisrael are, what the Kaychas of Klal Yisrael are. And he gives that over with such a clarity that every person in Klal Yisrael recognizes his place as being mashlim, the entire wholeness of Klal Yisrael. As the Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu was like a melech. He guided Klal Yisrael to have clarity what is special about our nation. As the An Hashem, I'm guided by Hashem's lofty principles and values. And that's what Klal Yisrael should be. So, in this part of the Mizmah, the last few psukim, which we saw last time, we're seeing, getting a little more clarity in it. That David HaMelech is saying that after I set the stage, I was Moisei Nefesh so much out of my tremendous love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find the place that Hashem is going to rest himself. That's going to be his Mishkan, where he's going to dwell, Kavi Yochel. It was done with such purity that this is also going to be the place, Yerushalayim is going to be the place of the Machus Beis David. As we know, in Hashemon Esrei, the brachas for Yerushalayim also, this Yerushalayim Yircha, Barachim Toshu, V'sishkoim B'sokha Sher Dibarto, V'chisei David Avdecho, Meir L'soicho Tochen, V'sishkoim B'sokha is the Beis HaMikdosh, Kum Hashem Nuchosecho, and together with that is going to be the Oshdis Lekisei Loch. It will be the place of the throne of David HaMelech and his descendants. Those are the two factors we need in Klal Yisrael. There's one condition that is put into it. Is it says in Yishmeru Bonecha Brisi V'idoisi Zoya Lamdeim Gam Bnei Madiyad Yeshu Lekisei Loch. It's not automatic. In order for us to be Zoycha, to have the Melech of Malchus Beis David guiding us in the Beis HaMikdash, it's only if we keep the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Hashem chose, Baruch Hashem Itzion, even Lamoshe though, he had tremendous desire to be there, but it had to be a place that he's comfortable in. That's what, unfortunately, we lost out, a lack of bitachon Hashem, a lack of appreciation for the Beis HaMikdash, Torah and Mitzvahs caused us to lose the Beis HaMikdash. This is something that's important for us to remind ourselves of. And every day, half of our Shemona Esrei will be mispelled to get this back. Because when we have this back, everything will be so much in place. It is so pitiful. People are making a fuss about three Nebuch hostages that got out on such terrible conditions. We have to bring the Reitzchim back again. You just remember the previous deal that was made years ago. Sinwar, the head of Hamas was given back to cause so much destruction. And how much suffering Klal Yisrael has. People focus, like the only people that are suffering are the hostages, which they are suffering, and we have to have rachmanas on them. But what about people just all around us? People with terrible machlas, people with all kind of other problems, mental health issues, Yiddishkeit issues, parnos issues. There's so much suffering around us. I don't know, somehow people like the heroic stuff. They don't like the real stuff. And we have to recognize that we're sensitive about a hostage. We have to be sensitive to people around us that are also in a state of pain and within ourselves. And realize the way out of this pain, there's only way to get Klal Yisrael completely out of this pain. We show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we believe and we desire the Bris Hashem. Hashem says, I have desire to be with you. I have desire to have the Beis HaMikdash. I have desire to have Melech HaMashiach come back. It showed me how much you really appreciate my Torah, my values. And once you do that, I will come back. The Chazal say, Mashiach is going to come only if we request Mashiach, request the Beis HaMikdash, request Hashem to be Megal His Malchus Anos. If we don't do that, it's not going to come. And three times a day we have the opportunity in Shemoneh Esrei. All those three things are part of the brachas that we are anyway being mispalel for. Should be zeicha to take it seriously and see Gula's Yisrael b'meir b'meir.